It is recording.
Test.
Yes.
So we can hear you.
Thank you.
We'll start. Who would like to, someone got to roll?
No.
Roll.
Yes, sir.
Please.
David, I'm sorry, Ross Davis.
Here.
Mr. Bill Ray called in. He's been excused. Yvonne Cruz.
I am here.
Okay. Christina Miller.
Present.
David Gibbous. Okay. Simon Ponder.
Yes.
Tanya Walker.
Present.
Mm-hmm. Whitehead is not here. Ms. Kathy Crowell. Terry Moore. And Ms. Kyle.
Okay. A consideration of minutes from September 28th and October 13th. You can hear that from. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from September 8th or October 13th?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Wonderful. That was the gavel.
We're going to get you one.
As it's been moved. So that passes unanimously. Public comment tonight? No one? Any persons wishing to appear? Do we want to skip down to new business and staff reports and then come back up to unfinished business? So we can...
We're not really going to do reports today unless you want to talk about Light of Ocala real quick. I mean, my part is your project, and I'm going to tell you when we're on the tour. So Light of Ocala is Saturday, November 19th. You all should have received your invitation to join us for the event. We have a few changes this year, and that is a relocation of the rink due to the parking garage. We have moved Whoville, which will be in the Concord Building Courtyard. What else have we changed? The location for the VIP venue. But all in all...
It's in that place right across from Coyote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there parking this year?
We have VIP parking for you.
Because that was not included in the email that I saw.
Okay. I will.
No, she said she'd be sending it out beginning of next week.
Yeah.
Did the email say that? Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
I didn't see that. Okay.
The parking lot is the parking lot across from Pi, which is directly across the street.
The parking lot is the parking lot.
How are they
going to
empty that?
Oh, well, across from... Okay.
So it's right there.
How are they going to empty...
That parking lot across from Pi.
City parking lot.
We'll block
it. Is it a city parking lot?
Oh,
I thought
yeah, it'll
private.
At a certain time.
It'll be blocked for VIP, and it won't fit all the VIPs, I'll just tell you that. But once it's full, then everyone will be on their own. But we're going to have some carts running into the more remote areas to bring people back. So,
The north, the stage on the north side, has typically been in the parking lot there. We moved that to the corner of First and First. We're going to use the mobile stage there.
By the tree? The stage on the... Oh, no, by the gazebo.
Mm-hmm. Further north, by the Old Marion Hotel.
First and First,
first
right there.
First.
By the old pawn shop, probation office.
You're right.
That's
right
it. From probation. Yeah.
I didn't know there was one. Okay.
There's not... There's what? You didn't know there's...
I didn't know there was a... You said stage, I thought.
We're going to put we have a mobile stage.
Oh, but there wasn't one there last year.
Right. Last year it was in the parking lot.
We did have a stage.
We had a stage set up there, but
so
we're moving
off
it.
Off of 40.
I was going to say, north of 40.
North of 40. Oh, yeah.
North of where VIP
All
was.
I know is that one of you guys told me... Because I want an RV so bad, and somebody at the party last year said, oh, they're selling those RVs, you ought to go in and tour them. So Joe and I walked right in, and we're opening cabinets, and the guy's finally like, hi. And we're like, no, we're just looking. He's like, well, this is my RV, so that was not appreciated.
You,
I think it was the
for entertainers.
For the entertainers.
He was very nice, but... And I wasn't even drinking.
I think
so
we may have,
I was poor.
Triumph may have a...
No, those are not to tour.
But I think we, I think we did ask if we could have
Christina Miller one.
But you can come and volunteer.
Oh, it was horrible. They were very nice.
And you didn't ask when there was food and towels and linens? It didn't occur
it's
that...
It's very realistic.
You'll see what's in place once we're downtown.
Okay, but you want us at the where the MCA meets, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You'll see what's set up to date, but...
Are we going to be able to see the lighting up from there, or
no.
Can we go over together?
Yeah, you'll have to go. You'll have to go over during the lighting ceremony.
Mm.
You want to straight walk up, or if you can catch a golf cart, we'll accommodate.
Yeah, if you just come up to that corner, you can see the ceremony.
Yeah,
from there by Mark's.
Who's slipping the switch this year? Is that a surprise?
It should be whoever Hilty picked.
Yeah,
council president makes that choice. So.
It was a little kid last year. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So other than that, it's full speed ahead. We've added a locomotive, a train. That'll be...
The train will be in Whoville or where?
Well, no. We have, is it Florida Southern?
CSX, but it's on the Florida Southern line.
Yeah. We have a that they'll decorate there, promoting train safety.
Yeah.
But it's a start in the right direction. My thoughts and ideas is that we eventually develop that area into Polar Express and kind of expand. So we've got Whoville here, Polar Express. So
nice.
First step.
Right.
So, yeah. The weather, I checked the weather today, and high of 70, I think 4, and low of 51.
So it's going to be gorgeous.
It's
going to be gorgeous.
So.
That's great.
So we hope to see you.
Well, when you have that many people, you need a low temperature.
Because that creates heat. If anybody wants to volunteer, send them our way.
Volunteer for...
We'll find something, Connie.
Yep.
What are we going to do?
I think my last count, we're at 80 volunteers now. So.
Really? And you still need more than that?
You should get ROTC
we
from
can always.
She reaches out to another group. And they're return groups, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of high school kids for community service hours.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Just to update you too, under recreation, our recreation division head, Alex, who I think you've met a couple times now, has resigned his position. He had moved up here from South Florida, and he had a home there, and he had a fiance there, and they had hoped to sell that home, and she would get employment here, and neither of those has worked out, and it's been since June. He literally got engaged the week before he came to work here. I think they've seen each other twice since, so it's probably been a very successful engagement. But anyway, so they really did try, and he just said he can't afford to keep living in two places, and so he just decided he needed to go back. So we have that position posted. Terry will be, Terry and Connie will be weeding through those applications and trying to find us a replacement, hopefully by January. We're shooting to try to have someone on board by January. Right?
You're not doing well at all.
Our expectations must be way high. It's part of the challenge of hiring people from out of the county. It's definitely a risk that you take. Well, I won't say out of the county. I mean, far enough away that...
Well, this is a totally different lifestyle than what he had in that area. Because I used to live down there.
Her family lives here. So they really had hoped to get relocated. And I don't know that he's totally given up on that. I think he might take a different approach, like maybe sell the house first.
Maybe light up Ocala scared him a little bit.
So I don't know that they've given up on trying to get back here, but they just got to work the timing out a little differently. Her family lives... just in Bellevue. So, anyways, that's the update where recreation's concerned.
Did you want to make mention about Marty?
Marty, you may have seen
in the
our
paper, I was gonna ask.
Facebook post. We had an employee whose home burned down. It was a complete loss. They lost a family pet. They lost a vehicle in the family home. So. All the people are safe, And so anyways, we have been trying to help him raise funds. The goal, we set up a GoFundMe. The goal was to raise $10,000 that he could hopefully use to buy a mobile home to replace the one that they lost. And how much has he raised? How much have we raised on that?
$6,900, I think.
Yeah, and then electric department hosted a breakfast fundraiser that raised $1,200. And have had tons of donations of things, household thing, you know, furniture, things that he needs for the house. Neighborhood storage, I think it is, donated a storage unit. A couple staff have donated some space in garages if he needs more room to store things while he finds a home. But we had a guy at our real estate division that has a double-wide mobile home on his property. He's since built a house, and he is going to donate that to Marty if Marty wants it. So he's going to go look at that. If that works out, Terry's in conversations with someone about helping to move it. Walton's Rental donated the equipment and got people to help clear the old mobile home out of the way. So he's on his road to recovery. What a community. The community's really come out. Well, yeah. So it's a big deal. And he is extremely grateful. Let me tell you this. The guy's house burned down one day, and the next day he was here working. So he said, well, you know, I knew there were a lot of events going on. I needed to be here. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And then you got this again. Sniffle in there.
Are there, like, fundraisers coming up or anything like that? Or?
We'll see where we end up with just the GoFundMe if we need to do any other fundraisers. If he gets the home relocated, even if we have to pay a couple thousand to relocate it, and with the donations that's coming in, he might be all right. Somebody, mm-hmm. I think, was it you? Somebody was checking with Community with a Heart.
Right, about a used car.
About a used car.
Because that's coming up in 2 weeks in the Star Banner.
Right.
The annual Community with a Heart. So I think we're going to request a used vehicle for that. He got a washer and dryer set today that was donated, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. How long has he been an employee?
17.
Yeah,
17 years.
Yeah, he started at the Public Works Department. He was on the he was in animal control. I think if it was 17 years, maybe John didn't hire him, but he worked under John Zogler when John was at Public Works. So, anyways, that's that update. Y'all have anything else under staff reports?
I think that's it.
Tours. So we're going to do the tour. The Legacy Park program guidelines we handed out to you all at the last meeting. I'm sure you read it and memorized it.
Oh, you didn't have them last meeting. Sent them to us.
Okay, so they were sent to you?
Yes.
If you need a copy.
It looked good. I thought it looked good.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay, so we will go on the tour. Why don't you, if you have questions or comments, give us a call next week. We can talk through those individually and then present a final.
No, I read it.
Call Terry. She's coordinating that with them, so.
Call
Terry. 368-5517. She can answer your questions, and if not, we can get answers. Right.
You get it.
All right, let's go tour.
Where are we starting at?
Oh, we're going to walk over to Discovery Center first. If you haven't seen me upstairs, this is
in the elevator.
Dinosaur exhibit.
Do we need to? Is this off?
No, she's getting it.
Oh, is it coming with
she's
us?
She's going to get it.
No.
I guess
no.
It comes with us, huh?
I don't think so.
We need to adjourn.
What happens in the van?
Do you want to adjourn this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Got one right there.
Stop like that.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passed.
All right.